When I think of Broadway spectacles in the last decade, I think of Moulin Rouge, the musical. Premiering in 2019, this stage adaptation of Baz Luhrmann's 2001 film dazzled audiences with its kaleidoscope of sound and colour. It was not subtle. It was a whirlwind of romance, pop songs, and theatrical excess. But beneath the glitter, it carried an emotional core that reminded audiences why truth, beauty, freedom, and love endure as ideals worth celebrating. The story begins with the film Baz Luhrmann's Moulin Rouge exploded onto screens in 2001, mixing opera, cabaret, and pop mashups. Its tale of Christian, a young writer, and Satine, a courtesan and star of the Moulin Rouge, became iconic. Songs like Come What May and Lady Marmalade fused past and present. The movie won acclaim, but adapting it to stage required bold vision. How do you capture Luhrmann's cinematic frenzy in live performance? Producers turned to director Alex Timbers, known for his inventive staging. Working with book writer John Logan and music supervisor Justin Levine, the team expanded the film's soundtrack into a mashup of more than 70 songs. Unlike traditional musicals, where each song is written for the show, Moulin Rouge borrowed from the pop canon, stitching together familiar hits into new theatrical numbers. From Lady Gaga to Elton John, from Katy Perry to the Rolling Stones, the score became a jukebox extravaganza. The plot remained faithful to the film. Christian arrives in Paris and falls in love with Satine, the sparkling diamond of the Moulin Rouge. Their romance unfolds against the backdrop of a struggling nightclub and the controlling duke who finances it. Themes of sacrifice, love, and artistic passion drive the story, but the presentation is pure spectacle. On Broadway, the Al Hirschfeld Theatre was transformed into the Moulin Rouge itself. Red velvet draped the house, a massive windmill, and elephant flanked the stage, and the atmosphere began the moment audiences entered. Derek McLean's scenic design created a Parisian nightclub that pulsed with energy. Catherine Zuber's costumes shimmered with sequins and feathers, evoking both cabaret glamour and modern chic. Sonia Thayer's choreography combined can-can kicks with contemporary moves, ensuring the show felt both vintage and fresh. The opening number, Lady Marmalade, announced the tone, bold, sexy, unapologetic. Christian and Satine's duets, including Come What May, carried emotional weight amidst the chaos. Numbers like Shut Up and Raise Your Glass and Bad Romance filled the stage with pyrotechnic energy. Each song blended familiarity with surprise, reshaping pop hits into theatrical storytelling. The cast delivered powerhouse performances. Aaron Tveit played Christian with earnest passion, while Karen Olivo embodied Satine with elegance and strength. Danny Burstein as Harold Zidler brought humour and heart as the ringleader of the Moulin Rouge. The ensemble, dressed in dazzling costumes, fueled the show's non-stop energy. Critics noted that the musical leaned heavily on spectacle, but audiences embraced it. Moulin Rouge became a celebration, a reminder of the joy of theatre as communal escapism. The mashup score turned the show into a party, while the romance between Christian and Satine anchored the excess with sincerity. The show's timing gave it special resonance. Opening in 2019, it became one of Broadway's last big hits before the pandemic shutdown. When theatres reopened in 2021, Moulin Rouge returned triumphantly, offering audiences a needed reminder of joy and resilience. In 2021, it won 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Best Director, and Best Choreography. Culturally, Moulin Rouge represents Broadway's embrace of the mashup era. Like Six and Juliet, it draws on pop music to attract younger audiences, but it also honors cabaret tradition, fusing past and present into something exuberantly new. Its mantra, truth, beauty, freedom, love, resonates across generations, reminding audiences of ideals larger than spectacle. The fandom surrounding the show flourished online. Fans created playlists of its mashups, shared bootlegs of performances, and celebrated the elaborate set design. TikTok amplified the show's energy, turning snippets into viral content. The cast album became a streaming success, introducing Broadway newcomers to its lush soundscape. Yet Moulin Rouge also invites critique. Some argue its reliance on familiar songs dilutes originality. Others feel its spectacle overshadows depth. But its defenders see that as the point. The show embraces excess as art. It reminds us that theatre is not only for reflection, but also for revelry, for losing ourselves in glitter and music. What makes Moulin Rouge endure is its blend of joy and tragedy. Satine's fate is heartbreaking, but the show celebrates the intensity of love that burns even in the face of loss. Christian's devotion, expressed through song after song, reminds us why people tell stories in the first place, to immortalize passion. Looking back, Moulin Rouge, the musical stands as one of Broadway's defining shows of the 2010s. It bridges cinema and stage, pop culture and tradition, tragedy and celebration. It proved Broadway could feel like a nightclub, a concert, and a theatre all at once. When I think of Moulin Rouge, I think of red lights shimmering on velvet, of dancers whirling in feathers, of audiences clapping to songs they know by heart, of tears shed as Satine whispers goodbye. I think of a show that embodies excess yet delivers sincerity, a musical that dares us to believe in truth, beauty, freedom, and love.